Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller.
It's one of the things that we consistently hear at the pub is people will come in and they want to try craft beer. They want to, you know, they want to just get into the craft or they want to start experiencing new things. But the first thing they might say is that I don't normally like dark beer. And even the years we've been open, that still happens.
That's Seth Cook from Woodlegs Brewing of Brookings with this week's topic, dark beers. We'll try to set aside some of the myths and misconceptions about dark beers. When someone tells Seth they don't like dark beer, he tries to figure out why.
Most people, when they come in and they say, I don't like dark beer, I usually have to say, okay, what, you know, that's cool. I know you probably have something that you don't care for. Let's explore that a little bit. Like, do you just literally don't like beers that you can't read a newspaper through? Is it truly the opacity that you don't like? Is you don't like a beer that doesn't pass light? Or help me understand, is there a specific beer that was dark that had attributes that you didn't care for?
The most common answer, I don't like dark beers because they're too hoppy and too bitter.
I just think because what has happened is that people associate craft beer and dark beer into like two big buckets that they're pouring it into.
And craft beer's all hoppy.
And craft beer's all hoppy.
And yes, some dark beers have a bitterness, but it's usually dark chocolate and roast coffee bitterness and not from hops. People are also afraid of dark beers because they think they're all high in alcohol content and calories, and that's not always the case.
So what we try to do at the pub is our 353 Stout is an incredibly good, well-designed stout, and it's the darkest thing we make, but it's also one of the lowest in alcohol and one of the lowest in calories and one of the least hoppy beers we make. So if you come in and have a 353, we did that with the intent that you could have a dark beer that would not fit the stereotype of what you think a dark beer is. It's honestly one of our gateway beers that we'll turn people on to craft beer just so they like, try this.
More Beer Untapped with Perry Miller on the way.
I ain't got nothing to fear. Just give me some dark beer. Dark beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we explore dark beers. What exactly makes a beer dark? Seth Cook at Woodlegs Brewing in Brookings.
To make a beer dark, to make it more opaque, we use malts that have been roasted more. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. The more you roast the malt, the more color you get to it. The more you bake a cake, the darker it gets. I mean, that's just the facts of how the culinary world works.
And on the darkest malts, those usually have those bitter, roasty flavors, too.
Yeah, we get into coffee flavors, coffee, bitter chocolates. Yep. But just because a malt is roasted darkly does not reflect on the amount of alcohol the beer has. In the inverse, and this is actually kind of funny, if you took a pound of lightly roasted malt and you took a pound of darkly roasted malt and you tried to make a beer out of exact both malts, the dark colored malt would produce a beer with less alcohol.
It's because more of the sugars have already been cooked out, right?
That's exactly right. So we've sacrificed some of the sugar to flavors.
And not all darker beers will have those roasted coffee dark chocolate flavors.
You've got malts that bring everything from the crust of the bread to even prunes or some dried fruits. Even some of the malts bring even woodsy flavors, some oaky flavors when used. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a roasted bitterness. There's so many malts that brewers have available. We have dozens, if not hundreds, of malts easily available for us to mix and match and make the beers how we like them.
In fact, many darker beers can be on the sweet side.
There's a number of British styles that are sweet, you know, that are left lowly, low attenuated. We won't get into that. That's nerdy for today. But the point being is that the sugars still persist and still exist in them, so they get the sweet flavor, even though it's not super dark.
I guess the moral of the story here is if it's a dark beer and you might be afraid of it, yeah, give it a try. That's why you have samples, right?
That's right. And, you know, breweries like ours and all over, we make dozens, if not hundreds, of styles. I bet you'll find something you like.
There are dozens of different kinds of dark beer. Don't be afraid to give them a try. You'll probably find one you like. Finally today, another Woodlegs Hockey Bus is happening.
On the 28th, which is a Friday, you can come down here at 4 p.m. and for one ticket price, you can get a beer at the pub, a brat here, a ride to the game on a bus, a beer at the game, a ticket to the game, and then a ride back downtown, and that's for one ticket price. It's on the 20th. We start here at 4 o'clock. It's a Friday. Start here at 4. Puck drops at 7. Here's the pricing, and this is the part that's just crazy. All of that, if you pre-buy, is $20 and includes taxes.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.